As we were beginning to pray, I asked the Lord for a passage, and I turned to Joash, the king's reform and building up of the temple, restoring of the temple. And it's about the box that the king brought so that people could bring their offerings to restore the temple. So the king commanded, and they made a chest and set it outside the gate of the house of the Lord. And proclamation was made throughout Judah and Jerusalem to bring in for the Lord the tax that Moses, the servant of God, laid upon Israel in the wilderness. And the princes and all the people rejoiced and brought their tax and dropped it into the chest until they had finished. A lot of money that came in. And what it reminded me of was the scene that in the New Testament, Jesus is sitting with his disciples, and he says, see that woman, she only had a couple pennies, and what she put in was all she had, and it was more than all of the people had put in. What we contribute is all that we have, and it's enough because that's all we have. So people rejoiced to be giving a lot in the restoration of the temple, and each of us, the little bit that we have, we should rejoice in because the Lord sees that. As we worship, as we come before the Lord to praise him, and as we give our lives to him in all that we do, let's rejoice and give it wholeheartedly.
I just felt the Lord was saying to us as we worship, let me lift you up. Let me lift up your head. Let me lift up your face to see heaven, to see my glory. Let me brush you off. Let me wash you clean. Let me lift you up to sit in heavenly places. Let me lift you with your feet on the rock.
I just sent from Psalm 55, 22 and a little bit of 23. Cast your cares on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken. But as for me, I trust in you. The sense I got was very much that, yes, there are a lot of storms going on at the moment in various people's lives, but the Lord is saying there is a calm beyond this. There is calm, whether it's a calm sea or a calm land or a land of milk and honey, it's there. We just need to trust in him at the moment. Amen.
Let's continue in the Lord's presence. But if anyone has a prayer to pray out, that actually expresses our trust in him, expresses that he is the Lord, the God of all creation. Feel free to pray that out to the Lord and also as a word of encouragement to us as well. But let's continue in the Lord's presence.
Father, we thank you that you incline your ear to us. Father, thank you that we don't need to get your attention. Father, we thank you that your eye is always upon us, your smile always upon us, your desire for us to draw near to you always upon us. Father, thank you that you are always with us. All that you have is ours. You incline your ear to us. You hear our cry. You're eager for us to draw near. You're eager for us to seek you. You're eager to bless us. Thank you, Lord.
This is Psalm 2. Why do the nations conspire and all the peoples plot in vain? The kings of the earth set themselves and rulers take counsel together against the Lord and his anointed, saying, let us burst their bonds asunder and cast their cords from us. He who sits in heaven laughs. Lord has them in derision. Then he will speak to them in his wrath and terrify them in his fury, saying, I have set my king on Zion, my holy hill. I will tell of the decrees of the Lord. He said to me, you are my son, today I have begotten you. Ask of me and I will make a nation of your heritage and the ends of the earth your possession. Lord, that's you. You're the earth is your possession. And we're in you. I thank you that we're in you and that you love us and you care for us. And it's great to sing praises to you. Your power is in your presence, Lord. It's the kings of the earth. They're making all these rules and regulations and trying to do stuff. But you got them in derision. You got your hand on us. I thank you that you have your hand on us and that you love us. And that we'd have nothing to fear because we're in you. Amen.
Let's continue the Lord's presence, and let's be more open if there's any prophetic senses or words from the Lord at this time. Let's begin first just with a word Claire has.
This is from 1 Corinthians 15. Therefore, my beloved, be steadfast, immovable, always about excelling in the work of the Lord, because you know that the Lord, in the Lord, your labor is not in vain. And that comes at the end of a chapter that is about the resurrection of Jesus, and basically saying, if Jesus hadn't risen from the dead, then our faith is in vain. But Jesus has risen from the dead. Our faith is not in vain. And even at times of great loss and affliction and confusion, it is not in vain that we trust in Jesus. It's not in vain that we keep living for him. It's not in vain that we keep loving each other and reaching out to each other and speaking up with the gospel. It's not in vain. Our lives are not in vain. Our life together is not in vain. Therefore, my beloved, be steadfast, immovable, always excelling in the work of the Lord, because you know that in the Lord your labor is not in vain.
Return, O my soul, to your rest. For the Lord has dealt bountifully with you. For you have delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling. I walk before the Lord in the land of the living. Thank you, Lord, that you indeed are faithful, that you do deliver us, that you are steadfast. It is your nature. You do not change. That you are immovable, consistent and persistent in all your ways. And thank you, Lord, that you have revealed yourself to us. That we've been drawn into relationship with you through Jesus. We declare to you our trust is in you. Amen. Amen. Let's be seated. Thank you.